How was work today?
Oh, you know, it's just another day, another vagina.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining another episode of Another Day, Another Vagina, where we talk about everything women from A to the B. This is Jen.
Hey, everyone. This is Natalie.
And this is our second season.
Yes.
I mean, I'm so excited. What could go wrong, right?
Nothing.
Absolutely. So we're going to take it back to the beginning. We're going to talk about the vagina again and kind of go into more.
Ladies, help. I need help. Is this the vagina doctor?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we know about vaginas.
Oh, but... my grandma's in trouble. She's just always at the old folks' home. She's getting around. She's fucking everybody. And I think she's got a yeast infection or...
Please help. It talks to me at night.
She keeps telling that her pussy's talking to her. I don't know what's going on.
Wait, your grandma's a hoe?
Are you my granddaughter?
That's good, Mike. Keep going.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you have a yeast infection?
Help me.
What's that you got back there? What were you doing with those microphones? Grandma, chill out for a second.
We're doing a podcast right now. Does grandma have a fucking beard?
Oh, a podcast? Is it about vagina stuff?
I think I left my scratch-offs in the car.
Grandma, you haven't yet... I'll go get your scratch-offs in a minute, Grandma.
Who are you?
You're leaving this woman here with us? We're trying to do a podcast.
I see it. I'm going to get it. Keep going.
Yes, please. The smell's happening. Please help me.
Mike, I got it. Catch!
I'm wheeling my way out. I'm wheeling out.
Jeremy, there's a door. You gotta get the door. Jeremy, you gotta get the door.
I'm pressing the handicap button. It won't open, Mike.
There's a call button. Oh, there's a call button.
Don't mind us. Everything's fine.
Mike, why'd you stay in the wheelchair?
Have you noticed her voice keeps changing?
And she looks very manly. I'm like super scared right now.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get out.
The jig is up, Mike. The jig is up.
Jeremy,
they know you're not a lady.
Hit the button, goddammit.
They know
it.
You're not a lady.
Just hit the fucking button.
I'm taking the stairs, Mike. I'm out.
Okay.
What the fuck is happening
right
now?
It's a Thursday night, and I am back here by your side. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't have left before the beer. But I saw you from the stage. You were staring like no one could see. And our favorite song played. And even your friends pointed out to me that we should be together.
Hey, Mike.
You're so sleepy.
I'm a sleepy boy.
You're a sleepy boy right now.
I'm also a saucy boy.
You are? Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I have lots of sauces in my fridge.
Well, you do have lots of sauces. But we're joined today as we steal another day, another vagina. We're joined by Clarice. Hello.
Yay. Hello.
Welcome to the show, Clarice.
Jeremy, stop pressing
the wrong button. You're supposed to be in the applause.
Oh, okay. There we go.
All right. Get off the sound.
Yeah, so thank you so much for joining us today. You're a lady.
Yes, I am a lady.
And some would say even biologically a female.
Yes.
Very good.
I've had nothing removed yet.
Okay, wait.
So
nothing added or removed.
Can you have a vagina removed?
Or added.
Can you remove negative space?
I think you can fill said negative space.
Oh, with caulking?
You can have the inside parts removed. The hole will still be there.
Oh.
Yeah, hysterectomy.
Like you know, like I mean, I don't know what, I don't know if, yeah, yeah, kind of like a Ken doll.
Okay.
Like the inside's hollow. I mean, there's other organs in there, I'm assuming. Hopefully they leave the rest of the organs, who are probably pretty happy because they have more room now. Right? The lungs, the heart, you know, they're
they get to stretch out a little bit.
Yeah, they get to spread their legs.
Yeah. Get out of here, baby making organs.
Like all those cartoons of like whenever you have like children's cartoons that explain anatomy, you have this dancing happy heart. It's like, I pump blood through the body.
Exactly.
I went into the dentist office and they had pictures of teeth with eyes and they were smiling with their mouths open. And I was like, aren't those cavities? All those holes in those teeth.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if the teeth have teeth, then that means that those teeth have teeth. And
inside
then those
them,
teeth
yeah.
have teeth.
No, I was
it's
just,
like an infinity of teeth.
Yeah, it's like when you're in
which
those
is
mirror
actually
rooms.
Pretty horrifying.
It really is
you know,
horrifying.
It's actually pretty horrifying.
Let's move on from scary teeth. Scary teeth people.
Speaking of scary teeth and vaginas, have you ever seen them?
Oh, the movie Teeth? Oh, I have not. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's perfect when it comes to vaginas.
Like, do you go to a vagina dentist if you have vagina teeth?
I think it's a voodoo doctor thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a witch doctor thing.
It's definitely a witch doctor thing.
Yeah. Like, can I get a checkup?
I mean, because, if I had vagina teeth, I would definitely want to make sure they were taken care of.
Yeah, you don't want any cavities in your vagina teeth.
Exactly. Vagina dental decay could possibly be the largest scourge of our time.
So would that be covered under your dental insurance or your health insurance? Like, would you, because you're not going to a gynecologist for your vagina teeth.
Do you
I mean, the gynecologist would probably be quite horrified. Although he's probably, you know, and I say he's, because this is one of the annoying things about having a vagina, is that most of the doctors that look down there are freaking dudes.
Oh, yeah, because who wouldn't want a job
It's because men save lives.
Because men save lives.
Well, I mean, if I had to be a doctor, I'd be like, I'd love to look at vaginas.
No, it's
all day.
The worst idea.
Because you
ever.
think about all those men gynecologists, you know that they're like rating on their own scale,
no,
the
Mike,
quality of vagina. You would hope that they're all professional,
Mike,
right?
No, because...
Oh, and don't worry. Us women, it's a fashion show down there. Like, when we're on our way there, yeah, we're shopping first.
The people who go to see a gynecologist, Mike, are people who have sick vaginas.
That's not true.
It's
you
very
go to,
true.
You go to check up.
You don't have to have a sick vagina
they're
to go
all
to
terrible vaginas. They're like, my vagina's inside out. Help me, doc.
Well, what happens to all the models, all the hot chicks? They have to go to gynecologists for checkups. That's like...
Hey, that happens.
Beverly Hills
that
gynecologist.
That vagina inside out happens.
Right.
It's called a prolapse.
Yeah, when Paris Hilton gets a prolapsed vagina, she goes to the gynecologist.
Is that when the innie becomes an outie?
Yes.
Okay.
That's when an innie becomes an outie, yeah.
It's like a belly button hernia.
And like, you know how when they split us up? So you know in school, like you get split up, the boys go off and learn boy things, and the girls go off and learn girl things? Well, one of the girl things you learn is about a prolapsed vagina and what to do if that happens.
Just poke it back in.
What do you have to do to stop your vagina from prolapse and bitch about everything?
That is the first thing to tell you is do not just shove it back in. A doctor needs to do that.
Well, I'm sure there's a YouTube tutorial.
Well, they know where to put it.
I'm sure. That's a porno right there. I can fix your prolapsed vagina. I just need to shove it back in. I wonder what I'll use.
Oh, no, I don't have any gloves. Guess I'll have to use my dick.
Oh, my God.
So,
no, I just have to say that I'm married to a guy who's
with a prolapsed vagina.
With a prolapsed
Well, he's got the same kind of mind as it seems you two have, so I'm perfectly fine with this. You probably picked the perfect comedian to you know. Because I interview women, female comedians, and not all of them would be cool with this. You're just lucky you've gotten a cool one today. I mean, not to brag or anything.
Hashtag humble brag. Anyway, moving on. So, vaginas, the mystery, what is the female orgasm? I've heard about it. I've read about it. You know, no one really knows about that. And how
women know.
Women say they know.
I know it happens when they have them. They what? Turn into little fucking muscle contortionists.
Gremlins.
Legs are all shaky. They don't know where they're at.
Well, acting can be very convincing, Jeremy, nowadays.
Mike, you're telling on yourself.
I mean,
I'm great at giving women orgasms.
I'm the best. I have a plaque.
Most men have that opinion of themselves, that they're very good at it.
My wife told me.
My wife told me
before she left me.
Yeah. That was a dig on me. I've made plenty. All five of the women I've been with, I've made very happy.
Is there a website where they've like rated you?
I don't think so, because I'm a serial monogamist, so usually I dedicate all of my time and energy on the lady to make sure she's taken
care
of.
Well, then you're a good guy.
Absolutely. And Jeremy doesn't know anything about that.
Well, you know, for all the good guys out there, I guess there has to be a Jeremy.
That's right.
We start asking you questions about vaginas. You're like, well, it's really messy when you got to pull it out of its plastic sleeve and wash it in the sink.
Well, currently, yes.
I just got off of a cruise and
is that what they call it nowadays?
Well, I talked to this woman who was telling me about this woman that was on the last cruise with her who shoved a bag of marijuana tied inside of a condom up her vagina and tied a string to it, right, so she could get it on the ship past the dogs. And yeah. Then she had to go to medical because when she pulled the string came out, but not the condom of marijuana, so it got stuck up there.
Sounds like a man's job.
Her pussy ate it.
She asked her boyfriend, and her boyfriend couldn't get it out either. So she had to go to medical on the ship to get it pulled out, and then they they took her off the flight, off the ship in an airplane, in a helicopter.
You know, you can do a lot of things with a Leatherman. You know, those Leatherman tools. You never leave without a Leatherman. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the messed up part of the whole thing, right? The messed up part of the whole thing is that, how do you go to medical and be like, listen, I need you to remove this, but don't look inside.
Right. Don't look at my illegal shame.
Don't tell anybody about this. Hey, do you
I've been to medical on the cruise ships. It's expensive. Like, just to go and get an aspirin is like $50. I can't imagine retrieving marijuana from the vagina is going to be much, you know, less than $10.
The doctor's like, hey, I came, it's free.
And then who else is smoking that besides the chick with the vagina? I'm not smoking that pussy joint.
I would not disclose that. Like, I've never shoved anything up my vagina in an attempt to hide it.
Not with that attitude, Jeremy.
Have you even tried?
Yeah, Jeremy, have you even tried?
Yeah, I tried shoving a candle up there once.
Really?
No.
I will say that I have shoved something up there that I've absolutely regret.
Okay, let's guess. Jeremy?
Children's fingers.
Oh, God. I was gonna say a pickle because of the vinegar.
The acidity?
No.
It's ribbed for pleasure.
I don't want to call it ribbed.
Pickles?
Yeah, I don't know if it's ribbed.
They're covered in bumps.
Nah.
If that pickle can't find a G-spot.
Jump bumps for her pleasure.
What'd you shove up your pussy?
An ice pop. like rock ice pop.
Frozen syrup.
Yes, frozen sugar syrup. Yes.
Well, like my husband and I, we thought it'd be cool, like, you know, literally as well.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, this sounds like an awesome idea, right? So then when you lick my pussy, it'll taste like an ice pop.
Yeah, I've done the whipped cream thing. I've done right? that.
That's
yes, whipped cream comes out a lot easier after. Like, it was great during. Jeremy. It was like, oh my God, this is an amazing sensation. You was know,
it a,
like.
Was it a rocket pop?
It yeah. was a rocket pop.
Oh my God, you called it. High five.
It's the perfect
shape. It was an amazing sensation. But after that, like, there was not enough, you know, disposable douches to get that unsticky.
She's
like that.
I'll tell you what, everything that, about it was fine except for the ants.
That's how you get ants. Well, it's like
I had sticky vagina for like at least a week after that shit.
What that could have been the name of your comedy tour. Sticky vagina.
What if you use the popsicle like that's got the you know, the sticks with the jokes on it, and the guy's just shoving it inside of you until it melts to the point where he can finally read the joke? At that point, he's not focused on you. He's just focused on having your body
like
heat
he
melt
wants
the popsicle.
To know what the punchline is. No, I'm telling you, it was not a good thing.
You got kids, Clarice?
No, I do not.
Okay, so if you've never pushed a human body out of your own body.
I have never wanted to, desired to. I saw other women that were like doing that and said, that does not seem enjoyable. And then I'd see like these women who have like two or three kids and they're like, oh my God, my children are such a joy. And while their children are running around like banshees, just like, oh yeah, I can see the joy on your face as well as the lack of makeup. Worry lines, tiredness, bags under your eyes. Yeah,
I suppose it takes
you
a,
look overjoyed.
It's because people stopped hitting their kids.
I've chosen, you know, I figured early on, like my husband and I talked about it. We were like, listen, we could either have money or children. And I like money better. I may be a greedy bitch, but I do. I like money better than I like kids, so... I'm happy with my choice. I went on 10 cruises last year.
Well, I mean,
it was not a bad choice.
Really, it goes either way, because if you have money, you can buy a kid. And if you have kids, but you want more money, you can sell your kids.
You can sell, yeah, exactly. Jeremy's not wrong.
I stand on that. But, you know, I mean, I guess there's a black market. You know, the whole child trafficking.
Well, I'm sure there's an Asian market and a white market too.
Yeah, which there's, you know, there's an there's an ebb and flow in that market too. Just
I hear Wayfair is, you know, somewhere involved in that somewhere. They like put the baby in the dresser, right? They just put the baby in the dresser drawer, deliver that shit to your house. Nobody knows nothing.
I heard once Biden became president, the cost of children skyrocketed.
Oh my God. Bidenomics.
Because
Bidenomics.
Supply and demand issue. Okay.
I remember when Trump was president, children were cheap as dirt.
They were cheap as hell, man.
Yeah, they were expensive because they kept sending them back across the border.
So the reason I asked is because I am a father, no longer with the
who's trying to sell his child. If you're in the market,
if you guys are in the market, I got a really really great kid. But anyway, so. I love my
daughter. That's what everybody says. Everybody that's looking to rehome their pets, they're like, hey, he's a really great dog. Really? If he's such a great dog, why are you getting rid of his ass?
She's great. She finger paints. She's only bit me once.
Right. She's only attempted three coups. But other than that, I give her credit for the creativity. But I love my daughter more than anything on the planet. And then, you know, going back to vaginas. I was in the delivery room when my wife at the time was giving birth to our child, and we didn't have the midwife that originally was going to be the woman who would be delivering our daughter. Instead,
like the one you've talked to all this time and are comfortable with.
So we got the substitute. So we got the substitute on the day, and she's like this like. spicy little Hispanic lady, and she's like, oh, I'm here to give help you give birth to your daughter, your firstborn.
She was Antonio Banderas?
Yes, as a female.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, this is going to be so beautiful. And so it finally comes time. She's going through the contractions. She starts crowning, and I'm just there. I'm just like, oh my God. It's one of the most beautiful moments of my life, watching my daughter like come into this world. And she grabs me by the back of my neck and shoves me into my wife's vagina as my daughter is crowning. She goes, look at it! Look at the beautiful birth of your daughter! And I was like, ah! And she started to tear, like, as she was crowning, she started to tear. There was blood everywhere. I was like, oh my God! And so, finally, Delaney comes out.
Look how she opens up like a flower.
She hands me my slimy child, still connected to my wife, and she goes, here's your daughter. I was like, oh, God. And I was like, and then at that moment, the horror was gone. Once I'm holding her, it's like, there's nothing. Oh, now.
Yeah, but you will never. But think about it, right? You will never forget the time when that baby tore the fuck out of your, happy hole. Because that tearing, that doesn't close back up like that.
Oh, no, they had to sew it up right then. They had a bucket underneath their vag to catch all the blood.
You know what they call that?
And then they just started sewing
her
up.
What do they call it?
They call that stitch the husband's stitch.
Mm. Oh, how tight do you want it?
Yeah, exactly. It used to be, right? This is like, it's called the husband's stitch. And you can look this up after this. You can look it up. It's called the husband's stitch. And they used to ask husbands how many stitches to put in. Whether they wanted extra stitches so that it would be extra more tight. But, the risk to the husband's to extra stitches was that when you had the second kid, it was going to rip even more and be more painful.
Yeah.
Statistically, men chose the extra stitches.
I would know.
Over and over again. Yeah, I'm glad you're a nice husband.
My
husband's like, who would pick that? Like, well, it'll be tighter for me. Tear her in half again the next time, we have sex. We have a kid. Screw her.
If that doctor would have grabbed the back of my head and pushed me anywhere during that moment, I would have knocked out the doctor. I would have missed the birth.
I would have been in cuffs.
I would have smacked her so hard.
You will never look at how big this hole is. No matter how big you are, you will never fill it. Keep that in mind. Right? Because, that baby's head was pretty big. I've seen babies be born.
Yeah, I'm sure it was never the same again.
Like, yeah.
It went back to normal.
No.
It really did.
No.
You're a lady. You've talked to a lot of ladies. Does it go back to the way it was?
I have talked to many women, and women say that to make their husbands feel better. And men say that to make their wives feel better. It is a complete lie. And the more kids they have, the hangier and smushier it gets down there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like jowls. That's like, what happens.
More like, what's that dog? That dog from the animation?
Beethoven. No, oh, Droopy Dog.
Yeah, Droopy Dog.
Yeah, it just becomes like
That's not Droopy Dog.
The lips get all stretched out. They're just like waving in the wind.
Yeah, there's too much scar tissue and stuff down there for it to heal back. Yeah. It's not an X-Men.
Vaginas do wonderful, amazing things. And they, as much as you guys believe, being me currently, I'm the only one with a daughter talking to two people who don't have kids. So you don't have your own firsthand experience of experiencing
that vagina. I've had sex with a lot of women who had kids.
Right. But you don't know what it looked like. But it was probably the same before that.
I've had sex with a lot of women who haven't had kids.
See, the thing is, Jeremy, that baby, those kids, like, they give off hormones that like trick the parents
absolutely
into thinking they're enjoying this.
It's a natural evolution. They have to give off this pheromone to survive because they can't survive on their own. And everyone else, they're like, that's a disgusting little shit. Get
baby
away
smell.
From me. Stop shitting on my walls. And they're like, oh.
But the parents are like, look, it's a titi. No, that is piss that the baby just spit into your mouth.
The baby's pissing your all over the couch. Control your baby.
I held my daughter one time. She wasn't feeling well. She was maybe 3 years old. And she started to, like, throw up. And so I grabbed her and picked her up. And, you know, it's the middle of the night. I'm shirtless. I pick her up. I got her, you know, on my chest. And I'm walking over. And then she just vomits all over me. Like, all over my naked chest. And I felt so bad because she was like, oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. I was like, that's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, see, that's the pheromones you're talking about.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's the pheromones because if any of that happened to anyone else, they would have chucked her into the wall and thrown her off.
Okay.
Go pick yourself up.
I'll tell you
she was also adorable. She felt so bad.
I'll tell you exactly why I don't have kids. Because at night, when I'm laying in bed, and my cat is at the bottom of the bed, and you and I hear that noise, that noise, that the cat is about to puke.
Uh-huh.
Right? I love that cat. I love that cat with everything in my being. But let that cat make that noise.
Yeah.
I have kicked that cat off of the end of the bed with such power. And I honestly, I think if a baby was in the bottom of the bed and made that noise, I'd probably kill the baby.
Oh, gross. Get out of here, gross baby.
Both of you should be arrested.
No, but that's what we're saying is that the babies give off a pheromone to their parents.
Like,
that the parents are like, oh, it's okay, poopy pee-pee.
But dude, shitty diapers. I had to buy a respirator. Like, I had to buy a respirator because it did not matter how much I love my daughter or any pheromones she may be putting off. I didn't want to touch poopy diapers. And so I had to because that's your role as a parent. You can't just make the lady change all the poopy diapers. You have to, you got to step in. You got to take over.
The hell you can't.
I think men have a harder time with the smell of poop.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have cats and my husband he cannot do the litter box.
I hate it. I can't do it either. It's terrible.
Like, whereas I, you know, I never had any kids or anything, but I, you know, okay, I'll scoop the box, you know, and the one time I had my husband do the litter box, it was chaos because he puked into the litter box, which is not helpful at all in doing the litter box. And so, I think men have a thing about poop in general.
Well, we're fine with our own poop. You know, we'll share stories and everything involving our own poops and smells. But as soon as it gets involved with other people's poops and smells, it's a little tougher. It's a little tougher.
No, if I accidentally shit all over the place, I would hate to clean it up. I'd be disgusted by my own shit everywhere. I'd be like, fuck.
Jimmy, you dirty fuck. Jimmy, you dirty, shitty
that's
fuck.
That's when you call somebody
yeah.
and you call a cleaning service and tell them that somebody shit in your room.
No, I go outside, I spray myself off with a hose,
crying.
Change my clothes, drive away, and then drive back, and then go, oh no, and then I'll call someone and be like, someone broke into my house and shit all over the place.
Exactly.
We hire a cleaning service.
That is the solution to that problem.
So,
and nobody would blame you for calling somebody else, right?
Right.
Because
that's
the
not
idea
my shit. I'm not cleaning
who's,
it up.
Exactly. Why would I clean up somebody else's shit?
It's disgusting. Who do you think I am, a fucking animal?
So, Jeremy. So, Jeremy, when it comes to vaginas and the experiences that you and I have had, being let's say face to face with vaginas, okay ladies enjoy it when a guy goes downtown.
I would say that about 20% of women enjoy it.
You think 20% of ladies like it when a guy goes down?
Yeah,
a lot of women don't like it but just say they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because
why
they don't
they like it.
Men aren't very good at it.
Actually, I'm going to be very vulnerable and honest here and say that I've been face to face with a number of vaginas myself.
Mm-hmm. They're not attractive.
Well, I think that guys,
like
I've had women say to me that I am more capable at giving oral to them than any man they've ever had, because men don't have their own, so they don't really know what spots to really hit.
And whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? Because I feel like direction is a key component.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think women need to be more vocal about, hey, that's not doing anything.
Harder, faster, slower, softer.
All right. Exactly. Like, yeah, but Mike, here. Hear me out. Hear me out with this one. they do. They make noises like that. They make noises. And you have to listen for it. But the problem is that a bunch of most, and I used to do this too, guys use their mouths like they fuck. And that's not what you're doing down there.
God, who does that?
No, not like sticking their tongue in like a dick. Okay. Like the motions that they're doing while like pleasuring the clit is the same kind of motions that they'll do.
Over and over. It's
anyone
repetitive.
Who's had sex with someone for years knows that there's a motion and a process from A to B. Like the similar rhythms and stuff.
Speaking of A to B, I've heard doing the alphabet with your tongue on the clit is amazing.
No. It's good to find what their motion is, because
D, most women have figured out what you're doing by the letter D.
Yes.
And then just we start singing the alphabet song.
I disagree.
She's a lady with a vagina who's also put vaginas in her mouth.
I don't know if she's a credible.
So what happens is that girls like a certain speed, a certain pressure, and usually a certain direction in which the clit is being flicked.
Yeah.
And so guys,
flick. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Right? Like the clit is flick. So
it's not
sensitive.
Like a rub and then like circle your tongue on the clit and then go up and down again. You're fucking it up. She can't get off because she's all right, this feels good. And then you start moving a little faster.
It depends on the person.
It's very like
you look
like
disappointed.
Dudes. Yes, just take the advice, damn it.
So okay,
yeah, two
so,
people, two pros telling you how to fucking lick a clit.
I'm gonna liken this to like.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Future Michael, and I've popped in to tell you that our artist of the week is Taylor D, with her song "Can't Say I Love You." Good stuff. Check her out. She'll be in the description section of this episode. And we are brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules. You can go to their website, dungeonstudios.co, and download a module of your choice today. They are very inexpensive. You may find them, and you will find that you will not be paying an arm and a leg. These are downloadable modules. You can put them on your computer or future tablet to play in games of Dungeons and Dragons. So do that. In May, I'm going to be in Utah. I'll tell you more about that later.
After my husband comes, right? If I touch his dick after he comes, it's like, ooh, like, really sensitive, right?
He punches you in the face. Get away!
Exactly, right? Like we're done. Once I've ejaculated, I will take care of this from here, right? That feeling is, I think, how women's clits probably feel when they're touched all the time.
Yeah.
They're very sensitive.
Bold
so,
to
like,
say probably.
All it takes is like the slightest tip of your tongue to just like flick the tip of the clit, and most women will go freaking wild for it.
In one but direction, men,
well,
she's got a favorite direction.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
But like a lot of men, what they do is like they become like a Saint Bernard down there, right. And like it just becomes wet and just.
And they're going all over the place.
Well,
at different speeds.
You have to do the wetness, and the reason behind the wetness, you have to oversaturate the woman's vagina with saliva so it doesn't smell like fish anymore.
And see, that is where the problem comes in. Is that yes, women vaginas smell a little funky. It's probably the only place you really smell that. I mean, people say that it smells like fish, but I've always thought that women's vaginas smelled like Cheetos
or armpits
with barbecue sauce on them.
Cumin.
It's the armpits, yeah.
Cumin.
Like, yeah, like it's like this weird.
If it smells like fish, don't eat it, Mike. Don't go down on a girl. That's the beginning of a yeast infection.
I have it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I haven't done that.
Don't saturate it to cover the smell of fish.
I'm covering the gamut. I'm covering the
gamut
of stereotypes.
There's two things you never want to put in your mouth. Sushi and pussy when they smell too much like too fishy. Like, you keep both of those things out of your mouth and you won't be puking after.
Ah. I've never puked after going down on the lady. I've never done that.
I've definitely spit out little bits of toilet paper, though.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to admit that I, on giving head, have once or twice hit that gag reflex and had it happen. It's not pleasurable to the
either, but to anybody.
Anybody. Yes, that has happened. And yeah, it sucks. But you let them clean it up and walk the fuck away. Sorry about that. I'm going to go.
You remember Trent's story?
No, you clean it up. What? I clean it up. No, you clean it up. I'm going to see her with my eyes closed. I don't want to look at throw up all over my dick.
Yeah, nothing just happened.
Reminds me of the story about Trent in the car. Yeah. In his truck. Sup, Trent?
I mean, I've seen, like women have talked about there's like a 2-foot wet spot under my ass when I'm done with him licking me. And that's too much water. Like, that's too much saliva. If there's, like, a giant wet spot, you have produced too much wetness. Because then she has to go in there and take a washcloth and, like, try and dry that shit out again. Because it's not supposed to be all smudgy down there.
Mouths are famously dry. And therefore, while receiving cunnilingus, you'll have a nice dry vagina after one does it correctly. What, you think we're supposed to just gobble up all that stuff?
No, you're just not supposed to, like have too much, like, I don't know. Some dudes just produce too much saliva, and then it just... Because then it becomes, like, the worst part is getting the bed messy. Because, like, the dude's not changing those sheets before we go to bed.
Nope.
Right?
I always put like a towel guy, down because, you know, I like to make the ladies squirt because of how good I'm doing.
Okay.
What lady is
but
that?
But that's how spontaneous.
It's one lady.
It's just one time, this lady.
This is one lady that I can make that happen instantaneously.
We were sitting on the couch and I just had to take you sexy.
When you know someone for 10 years, you know the buttons. You know everything you need to do.
She found a way to make her piss all over a towel.
Science still is inconclusive.
You know, I used to make her squirt by pressing really damn hard on her bladder.
Right?
It's crazy. I knew all the buttons.
I had a friend who, we were in a group of girls and, you know, doing girl talk. And she like shared her most embarrassing realization was that she was 22 before she realized that what she thought she was squirting, she used to think she was a squirter, and realized that it wasn't vagina juices she would squirt at men. Like, she would be peeing. Like, because that happens a lot of times. Like, women, you know, you're married, right? Does your wife usually go pee after you have sex?
Every single time, every woman I've ever been with has peed after sex.
Right?
Yeah, it helps with... infections.
Not, yeah, but that's a byproduct. The helping with the infections is a byproduct. They have to pee. They have to pee after sex.
Yeah.
Like, not because they chemically have to. It's their body. They're like, oh, I have to piss.
Yeah.
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 But she would pee immediately after in
thought
bed
she was squirting.
And think she was squirting, right? And she was on, like, the... She said she was on the fourth dude she had dated that... Like, all of a sudden, he was like, whoa, 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 what's this? And she's like, oh, I'm squirting for you, baby. He's like, no,
that's
I'm
yellow. It's yellow. Drink more water.
Right? So, like,
it's
the
neon from all the vitamins.
All the inner monsters.
They never, didn't say a word to her about it. just broke up with her. Like, she's like, I gotta figure it out. Like, one, two times we'd have sex.
No, I feel
and then the guy would be gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeremy and I have talked about peeing in ladies' mouths, and I'm against it vehemently.
Yeah, but that was a different discussion. If she wanted it, love of your life, perfect woman, the perfect woman, the best stepmother. Like, when you look at her, she's the most beautiful woman in the world, does everything you ever wanted a partner. And then every once in a while, her fetish is for you to pee in her mouth.
Jeremy, you have to understand that there is a reason why that is a fetish and is most likely due to past trauma.
Yeah.
So
therefore, there's going to be a list of issues. There's no perfect.
No, but I put you in the fantasy world where she is the perfect mother, partner, everything. I keep saying that. She's perfect
my
in every way.
It's unrealistic.
It doesn't matter. Just the question. Would you be with a woman who every once in a while, she was perfect in every way, but she wanted you to pee in her mouth every once in a while?
It's just not. It's Jeremy. It's.
You would take a more toxic, bad relationship for you and your daughter if you didn't to not pee in a mouth that wants it. That wants it.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
It's not crazy to me.
I just won't tell anybody about it. I'm not going to tell my friends that she likes to be pissed on.
Pissed in.
And it is in husband, and on.
My husband has said that it's not a matter of that he wouldn't want to, but a matter of that he doesn't think that his mind would let him.
Oh, so what does your husband's pee taste like?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I do. Like, I have enjoyed peeing on ladies, though.
You have done it?
Yeah.
Like, just on them, though?
Yeah.
Because they said, please do?
No, I just do it when we take showers together.
Oh, it's like secret.
Oh, well, that's
yeah. Secret pee. No, I can't. It's not a secret pee because, like a little boy, I do this little giggle in the shower, and they always, they'll look over and be like, get fucked out,
dude. On me in the shower.
It's so fun.
We're talking about, like, in bed.
Yeah, no, in bed, yeah.
Pee in the bed on their partner.
Yeah, that's wild.
And that's not good.
What?
That, because it's just not good. Because, like I said, the dude isn't the one that changes those sheets.
No.
Like, now the woman, not only did I have to have sex, which, you know, let's be honest.
Have sex?
Women don't like it as much as
women
men do.
Women don't like sex.
Not as much because it's not as good for them. Because sex goes as long as until we come.
Exactly.
I always took care of the lady first.
Well, that's the goal, but it doesn't always happen like that.
And that's the problem, okay? If you take care of the lady first, the lady's done. And then how long are you going after she's done to take care of you?
Now
right?
She's really acting.
No, ladies famously have the ability to have multiple orgasms way more than men.
So we know it's possible. That doesn't mean that it just every woman walking around can have multiple orgasms whenever they want.
Well, then you haven't had the right ladies.
No, it's literally specific women can more than other ladies can.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And it's also if they're on birth control. And
redheads come like crazy.
And women get raw after a while down there. It gets raw.
Especially after 7.5 minutes.
Well, I hope that it's longer than that, but, you know.
7.5 minutes is
like,
pretty good.
It's like a Tool song.
Jeremy, there's not a lot of guys that can go that long.
I know. Yeah. There's been a lot of times that I haven't even gotten close.
Ladies.
Hey, so I have a question. How old are you two?
Between us? Like, if you combine our ages?
No, individually.
Yeah, not as old as Joe Biden.
69.
Of course, 69.
I think we're 69 years old, Jeremy.
I'm turning 33.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, how old are you?
I'm
35.
I'm not good at math. You guys are in your 30s. I'm 47.
I'm Hell so yeah. sorry.
That fucking
I've been married for 28 years.
Dope.
After the older women get, the drier they get down there, right?
So I bet you're not complaining about all that saliva. You need him to help you out.
No, it does, though. It gets drier internally. So, like, that friction, that, you know, the same friction that you rub two sticks together to make a fire.
Is happening on your labia.
A vagina fire is
chafing your husband's dick.
It sounds like he's the one his who's dick, really suffering.
His dick comes out sharp.
He's sharp like a pencil.
Like a pencil.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, honestly, my husband and I have a very different relationship than most marriages, but... But like,
what you peg you know, him?
Yeah, what's his vagina like?
you peg him?
Wow. No, we have a pretty much open relationship. He has sex with whoever he wants, and you know, I do whatever I want.
I have Mike. I have an old timey like one of those more vaudevillian type jokes when I hear when they go, yeah, we're in an open relationship. I go, well, stop talking about it already. Just open because they're
so dumb.
No. But what I'm saying in that is that, like, you know, women, like, there's all different kinds of women, right?
Yep.
Like, some women, they would never be able to do that, right? Like,
to do
let
what?
Their man, allow their man to be with somebody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, there's, you know, my black friends have told me that definitely is a white girl thing. Like, because they've told me that there's no black woman out there that will let their man be with somebody else. Like, they're throwing hands.
But they will. Whereas, they will join a threesome and then eventually take the guy from the relationship.
That's possible, right? That shit may happen,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it does.
One at a time is how that works.
I'm very selfish. You know, like, I'm very selfish with my lovers.
Exactly. Whereas, you know, I mean...
Which is that, that's code for no girls that offered you a blowjob in a Chili's bathroom before?
No. No way.
I'm so loyal. I was like, I was loyal until I was doing coke in a bar and some lady's like, hey, come here, I'll suck your dick outside while you smoke a cigarette. And I went, absolutely.
How could you say no to such an offer?
I would. I mean, very easily.
It's like, yes, ma'am, thank you. Yes, I will meet you around the corner in 15 minutes.
Well, of course you would. You have that beautiful baby girl to go home and get puked on by.
No, that's me.
That was him. No.
Oh, I was going to say, that's... You know,
Jeremy has a dog and two offer. Cats.
I don't care how they feel about what I do with my penis.
Your dog and your two cats?
Yeah. There's more shame when you have the kids.
Yeah.
I bet the dog is probably a lot more concerned than the cat is about what you do with it.
Are you going to throw one of those balls? Are you going to throw one of those?
No, I kick all the animals out. I don't let them watch.
Right.
Like my cats have never had any interest, but every dog I've had has always stood in the bedroom and watched, like, what the fuck are you people doing?
They're like, I know what you're doing. I know that move.
I invented that move.
I invented my what is that when you're stealing another, you're appropriating my culture.
Well, you know what cat style is, right? You sprint directly at the lady and then jump midair and hope that it lands inside. It's very specific. You have to really be spot on with that move. Otherwise, you're going to jam your dick into the thigh, you know, or the bed.
That's the cat. Why is that?
Is that
cat?
Like called a
That's
frogger?
How cats have sex.
Well, cats,
oh,
will,
it is?
No, yeah. Cats will grab him by the neck, hold him down. And
they sprint. Full bore, and then in midair, try and engage
That's
their
not true.
Penis into the vagina.
That's not true.
That's
all.
True. Absolutely. Yeah. Have you ever seen a cat have sex, Jeremy?
Yes.
Then you watch weirder porn than I do.
I have a boy cat and a girl cat, and before I got them fixed, he was just always grabbing her by the back of the neck and squaring up and getting his fucking dick into position, and I get up and be like, you son of a bitch! And I grab him and throw him across the house. Yeah.
Just like you would do with your children.
Right. If my children tried to fuck each other, yes. If my kids try to fuck each other, yes. Parents need to start hitting their kids again, Mike.
Okay. We are Majizzy Pod. MJSYPOD on all the things. Clarice, where can people find you?
You can find me under Clarice Kentwood on Facebook. I also run the Funny Florida Females podcast, where we interview women of comedy in Florida, because that's where I live. And I'm not traveling out of state just to talk to a bunch of bitches.
Makes sense. I also wouldn't do that, which is why my wife trusts me while I'm on the road.
But yeah, so that's pretty much where you can find me, is Funny Florida Females, funnyfloridafemales.com. and Clarice Kentwood on Facebook.
Okay, and so people can find your podcast on all podcast platforms?
It's on Podbean.
Okay.
I haven't gotten it on the other podcast platforms because I haven't really figured that out yet in Podbean, but I'm working on it.
Okay, so soon to be on all podcasting platforms, eventually.
As soon as I figure that out. We've only have 5 episodes published so far. So we are a baby podcast. We're just starting out.
Well, with how quickly you figured out Discord, I'd imagine you're going to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
I am. Yeah, I am. I'm working on that. But I have, you know, other stuff, priorities to getting it on all the other podcasts. I want to actually make sure it's good before I throw it all the way out there.
Well, thank you so much, Clarice, for talking to us about vaginas and stuff today. We very much appreciate it. Jeremy, where can people find us?
They can find us at majizzypod.com.
That's our website.
That's our website.
We have an email.
Uh-huh.
What's that email?
Ajay@majizzypod.com.
Can you spell it?
UHJYEAH.
At?
Majizzypod.com.
Spell Majizzypod.
MJSYPOD.
You did it, Jeremy. High five.
What's our phone number, Mike?
It's 903-287-0660.
Call that
the show. Leave a voicemail. Actually, we have a voicemail to play right now.
Oh, we do.
Hi, this message is for Michael and Jeremy. Yeah, this is Jeffrey, treasure finder extraordinaire. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be making my way on down to Florida to capture some of that sweet, sweet majizzy treasure, okay? So I'm mounting up my posse. We're going to be down there in about 2 or 3 weeks' time, and we're going to, I'm coming to find that treasure, okay? And I do find it, the world will finally know that Jeffrey, world-renowned treasure-finding extraordinaire, found the majizzy treasure. So, that's all I called to say. Goodbye. No, not goodbye. Not goodbye. I'm coming for your majizzy treasure. You hear that?
Okay. Why is that? It's okay. I'll take the ambient.
Yeah,
that's how I'll sleep.
Thank you, Jeffrey, for sending in that voicemail to find our majizzy treasure. We've actually hit a treasure, Jeremy.
Yep, we hit a treasure in the ground.
But what, Jeremy, in the stop sky. Giving clues. Stop giving clues.
It's hidden 6 feet.
See, this is why. Why I didn't want to tell you where the treasure was. You made me fucking tell
it's
you.
Buried. You didn't tell me where it was.
I did tell you
no,
where
you
it was.
No, you didn't tell me where it was.
But I don't want to tell you where
it was. You're going to take me. We're going to go in
now
person.
Now we know it's buried.
It's, well, it's all right. Everyone knew it was buried.
I never said it was buried. Jeremy did. And then I started yelling at him. But who knows?
We keep saying we buried a treasure. It's been on every episode. We buried a treasure.
We did bury a treasure.
It's the landmass of the entire world.
It's in the ground.
They're buried. He hasn't really given it away.
There's plenty of clues. Anyway, if we play your band's music, if you would like to submit your music to be played on an upcoming episode, send us an email at our email, ajay@majizzypod.com. And we'll play your music, support your band, absolutely free. We'll play it for our intro, outro, theme song. If you are making music, please do that. If you would like to support the show, you can go to our Patreon channel. It's patreon.com/majizzypod, MJSYPOD.
Mike, we were talking about possibly upgrading the studio and adding video components.
Lots
to the
of
show.
Things. Lots of, yes, video, mm-hmm. Doing lots of things, Jeremy.
Yes,
we have been talking about that. It's very expensive, though.
It is very expensive.
Yeah. So
joining the Patreon can help. We also have a donation.
Yeah, if you go to our website, majizzypod.com, and click on donate, it'll give you the options available for you to support the show. Thank you, Cynthia, our newest Patreon subscriber.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Also, she bought a magnet
Enjoy your magnet.
Enjoy your magnet.
You should put it on your car or something.
Cynthia from Colorado. I'm going to give her address right now. Thank you, Cynthia, for supporting the show the way that you do. You're one of our favorite fans, because not only are you supporting our Patreon, you've gone to our website, majizzypod.com, and bought some majizzy merch. So thank you so much. We appreciate you very much. Jeremy, talk to Cynthia.
Cynthia, sweetheart, Keep listening, babe.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Jeremy, it's heartfelt words. What else, Jeremy?
Clarice.
Yeah.
Would you like a magnet?
I would love a magnet.
Well, you can find them at magizimod.com and our merch store.
I would love to eat your liver with some fine Chianti.
I will. You know, I have so many people that make references to Hannibal Lecter.
Good.
Well, well, you know, Mike, it wasn't the screaming of all the sheep on the sheep farm. Where they slaughtered him, it was when they were done slaughtering him, it was the silence was louder than the screams.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, Jeremy, I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
And now you two are a couple of my favorite people.
Shut up, Clarice. Shut up.
No, thank you for joining us. Thank you. Mike, bye, guys. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I agreed to the wheelchair thing. Now I'm partially actually paralyzed. I have hospital bills now.
I'm flabbergasted that you stayed in the wheelchair the whole time.
Oh, there they are over there. Excuse me, ma'ams.
Yes.
We have your podcast we stole. Here it is. We're going to get back to you now.
Mike's real sorry that he tried to dupe
you. I'm sorry. I'm in a wheelchair now for real.
Well, does your dick still work?
I mean, I didn't test it. Do you? you know what? Maybe
his dick doesn't work. I'm sorry.
Blow on it.
I'm sorry. I'm getting mad. He's still on a bunch of pain pills. I'm getting him out of here.
I'm punching it.
Mike, stop punching your own dick. Mike, stop punching your own dick.
Jeremy.
Okay, feels okay. Nothing. We'll take our podcast back. We knew you couldn't do it. We understand.
We did a great job.
It was.
We did a really great job with your podcast.
Actually, Mike, your knee looks like a prolapsed vagina.
My knee?
Did you at least learn about vaginas?
I learned a lot about that lady specifically's vagina.
Her specifically. Yeah.
Learned a lot about it.
Her and her open marriage.
And the way that she licks other vaginas.
Right. Which podcast
are we referring to?
I'm sorry. She didn't lick. She flicks. You flick.
Oh, well, that's what she does.
Yeah, you flick.
I use suction.
I prefer flicking first.
Well, yeah. We don't have to go into it. We already did it. We already went into it.
Can you imagine they hear this, a listener hears
I'm
this
wheeling,
part?
I'm wheeling away. I'm done with this. I'm done.
Well, have a great day, ladies.
You too. Good luck. Bye.
That's basically how it works.
And then we're going to insult you?
Well, give the context of the interruption. Take that into account.
If it feels natural to insult us, it may evolve into
something like that. Yes,
that's where you could go with it.
If you had to.
Do you need a list of things I'm insecure about?
That would be great. Thank you.
Did you notice how his voice keeps changing? What the fuck was that?
You said his, implying it's a man, when it's obviously a grandma.
Okay. All right. Let's do it again.
Don't okay. touch the bottom.
What,
it'll explode.
What, like this?
Okay. Those are the balls. We leave those for later. put your mouth around the hole.
Just put my hand on the shaft.
God, yes. I'm getting...
But okay. Don't stroke it yet. See, okay, don't stroke it. Okay, all Mike, right. We're ready Mike, now.
This is getting me overly horny.
Mike, stop touching yourself. Mike, stop touching yourself.
I'm not touching myself.
This is a professional building.
I can see you.
Yes, I know.